Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 10th day of August, 2011, and we have laid out for the last decade that when the financial collapse began, by design due to derivatives, that the welfare class would begin to riot, even if they needed to be basically directed to riot, as a pretext to menace what's left of the middle class to accept a high-tech police state, the rollout of TSA-style domestic checkpoints. And that then the so-called left would call for even more goodies to the, quote, disadvantaged underclass and hold the public hostage. Now, what's really happening is the mega-rich that get most of their wealth through government welfare, corporate welfare in one way or another, they smokescreen all of their activities by always focusing on the poor that are getting welfare, while at the same time they push to give the poor more welfare, creating these spoiled, rotten, dependency-laden, dysfunctional, crime-ridden cultures. And it's the same all over the world. And it is predominantly the welfare class that then is able to get the cheap seats at soccer, football, basketball games, and who go and riot and burn down parts of cities and beat people to death whenever their team wins or loses. This is the culture of gangster hooliganism, and that's what you're seeing in England. Some people are lauding this as wondrous, beautiful revolution. Revolution would be against Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America. The revolution would be against the Queen of England, it would be against David Cameron, it would be against the Parliament. And then you have to judge, is it a good revolution or a bad revolution? And that comes from your perspective and what you stand for. But carjacking people, burning down family businesses, burning down homes, and running over people that try to protect their businesses and killing them, as happened as last night, running over and killing South Asian immigrants to England, trying to guard their businesses, that is not revolution. Now, the George Soros Al Gore types, who've been calling for Arab Springs, Al Gore, here in the United States and Europe, they will praise it, and they will call it a revolution, because it's exactly what they want, so that the apparatus of the state can come in as the arbiter and as the referee, and that is what is really going on here at the end of the day. We're going to be breaking it all down. We have Patrick Henningsen, who was a witness and had to barricade himself in for his safety in South London. He'll be joining us again coming up for about 15 minutes at the start of the next hour. And then Max Keiser. Max Keiser contacted us. He said, we're all wrong about this not being a revolution against tyranny. And so we'll be enlightened by Max coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Now, when we come back, I'm going to discuss the fact that I guess this is revolution too. San Francisco Giants fans on Craigslist declared today Beat a Dodger Day, encourage murder of a Dodgers fan. Twitter's refusing to take down people's accounts that call for violence and torching. Well, Twitter was admittedly set up by the CIA and through the State Department has been running destabilization campaigns. And so, of course, they would do such a thing. Now, if we called for murder on our platform, we'd be shut down in hours. You better believe it. But when they do, it's A-OK. Boston Bruins win Stanley Cup. Vancouver fans riot. Yes, that's revolution. Here's another one. L.A. struck by basketball riots. Yes, that's revolution. We'll be right back. NYPD. We'll tell you more.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russian fighter jets have joined with Venezuela in training? Did you know that the Russian destroyers held training exercises with Venezuela? Did you know that those Russian destroyers sailed into Cuba in 2010 to hold training exercises? Lenin said they would surround the United States and it would fall. Is the United States being surrounded? This would be their third stage for world domination. They have Eastern Europe and the masses of Asia, China. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 10th day of August, 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Well, these are the times that try men and women's souls. A great period of unrest and upheaval is now upon us as a society, as a world. We have been in the throes of a depression globally for at least 3 years. It is now intensifying and is only going to get worse from here on out unless we remove the corrupt ruling class that have seized control of the world economy through fraud, namely through fractional reserve banking, and then the last 12 years through derivatives, which allow them to create unlimited counterfeit financial instruments. Now, it has always been the ruling class's established rule to control large cities going back thousands of years by having large different segments of the population living in welfare slums that are funded by the government. The Romans did this more than 2,000 years ago. They had a bread and also a silver allotment. And any time that the surrounding rural gentry did not pay the high taxes or do what they were told, the welfare crowds would be released, the Roman military would stand down, and the welfare hordes would exit the city and begin robbing and looting and stealing and burning. You could then not count on the Roman fire department to give you any assistance also in the city in your burning neighborhood if you'd not paid them large amounts of protection money. No, it was not the American Italian La Cosa Nostra that invented the threats of burning down your family clothier or grocery store or furniture store if you did not pay them protection money. It was their Roman ancestors. And that's where Julius Caesar's family made most of their money and got into political power, was running the fire department racket. Our fire departments today are not engaged in such activities, just to be clear, before the New York Times or someone else says that I'm stating that modern fire departments. No, I'm talking about what is Italy today, and, of course, formerly the empire, the Roman Empire, based in the city of Rome. Okay, before I get into the global financial meltdown, before I get into the day four of uncontrolled riots, the British Prime Minister says they might use water cannons and batons later if the rioters don't behave themselves. This is just like in Seattle in 1999 when the police even admitted they were ordered to stand down and let rioters burn things, destroy things for a day, before they then attack the peaceful demonstrators and set the precedent nationwide to no longer even allow peaceful demonstrations and to have Darth Vader festooned, garbed police attack the general population of peaceful protesters. And that's all this is here. What we suspected is now coming out. Even the BBC is admitting that police were ordered four nights ago to stand down in South London, where all of this began. We now have the reports that the rioters all over the country, all over what is England, within the UK, that region, are being directed and promised payments if they will riot by men claiming to be part of the media, probably police operative provocateurs. We've also seen this go on in Greece as well. Going back 2 years ago, their national news documented it was police rioting and starting the riots. And then we also documented that, 3 years ago, national news had to admit it later in Canada, that the Royal Mounted Police did dress up like anarchists and begin breaking and smashing and stealing so they could then have the police attack the peaceful crowds protesting the North American Union meeting. So what they've done is they've primed the pump. They have provocateured the first events, and then the larger hooligan mass rushes in to expand the crisis. And then David Cameron's not in trouble for the News Corps hacking gate anymore and the mysterious deaths. David Cameron can move forward now with tax increases to satiate the welfare zombie mobs. This is a standard operating procedure, and I'm going to be going over it. But as for the individuals that are doing this, as for the general mobs, some of it at the beginning was racially motivated. And I guess you could say in a way that's political. But from the hundreds of emails and comments I've gotten from reporters that live in the area that we've talked to on air, from Steve Watson, who lives in London, from Paul Watson, north of London, this is purely in the second, third, and fourth day, groups of hooligans, the folks that like to go get drunk and get in fights at soccer games as part of their tribalism outlet, black, white, you name it, who are engaging in pure looting. In fact, I saw one report of an entire business district, shop district, burned, leveled, and looted, except for a bookstore. The looters had no interest in that. Electronic stores, liquor stores, pawn shops, furniture stores, anything of value looted and stolen. And then you have the so-called left saying this is the beginning of the Stalinistic uprising against the bourgeoisie and then the ruling class. absolutely ridiculous. You have the rise of hooliganism in South Africa. You have the rise of it in Brazil. You have the rise of it in Los Angeles, in New York, in Chicago. You do not have the rise of it in Dallas, because if you try to pull people out of their cars in Dallas, and it's happened a few times, in these hooligan riots, you are shot dead. Let me tell you something. A police officer has citizens' arrest power. That's why citizens have citizen arrest power. Counties and cities get together and then elect a sheriff or elect a mayor who creates a police force of men and women that have citizens' arrest power. You try to pull me out of my car and beat me up or kill me or rape my wife, I'm going to kill you. And that is under common law, thousands of years old. And so you notice you don't have these type of things going on in Dallas, Texas. You don't have this type of stuff going on in Phoenix, Arizona. You don't have this type of stuff going on because when you start burning buildings down, that is an act of arson in action. You are committing acts that could and probably will kill people. And if I catch people trying to burn my house or my neighbor's house, I'm going to put a bead on you and I'm going to unload into you and your cohorts. Understand that. The globalists want law and order to break down so they can come in after the looting rages for weeks or even months, as has been done in many other countries as part of the IMF World Bank plan that was leaked in 2002 that we've covered so much. They call it the IMF riot. And after it's run its course, the country's confidence is destroyed. The stocks are destroyed. The nation is in trouble, and the big offshore banks come in and take even more control. Even more control. And so where do you see these riots taking place? You see them taking place in social engineering, multicultural, globalist-run warrens of modern ninny states. The first thing a ninny state does, in the U.S. they can't do it nationwide, so they've done it city by city. New York, Chicago, L.A., Boston to a certain extent. The first thing they do in a disarmed ninny state is disarm the public. Once that happens, they double or triple the police force. You go to New York, there's cops every 10 feet. They're not there to help you. They look like something out of a movie of a cartoon-style police state, third world thug. They're shaking people down. They're engaging in crimes. They leave the basic criminals alone. But if they see mainline productive citizens, they set upon you and feed on you. So, first they disarm you, then they double or triple the police, then they come in with massive taxes and destroy the middle class and invite welfare pimps in from all over the country, as Mayor Bloomberg does. Once they've got that in place, any time the public doesn't do exactly what the ruling class wants, they just turn the welfare mobs loose. They can rape, they can steal, they can do whatever they want. And if it just so happens to be a, quote, minority, who's really the majority in this country now in almost every area, if they happen to assault the devil Whitey, who's been singled out as the devil and is open season, if you fight back, you are charged with hate crimes. And then no one debates the fact that you were defending yourself. You were hauled up before a special Soviet court, a special commissar court, and you were sent to prison. And this is going to be the model of class war, race war, government directed. Now, as things continue to collapse, as the rural communities collapse, they're going to bring in the Homeland Security Defense Department-run rural councils with your own little Soviet commissars over you. Tattletale squads, TSA checkpoints on the highways, home inspections of law-abiding citizens, while the criminals are allowed to rule, rule and dominate. I see what looks like recent model trucks every day when I drive to work. People trying to build roads and haul aggregates and deliver things. And I see the truck police pulling them over and harassing them and going over every inch of their truck. But I can drive 5 miles from here and buy crack cocaine right now. You can go buy it right now, and the police won't have anything to stop it. America is run by criminals. At the top, they feed on us. At the bottom, they feed on us. The ultra-elite have created absolutely domesticated, spoiled, brat, third, fourth, fifth generation welfare heads who love their prison gangster culture, and they are the army of the New World Order.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists know that as the economy is imploded by design, as world currencies are devalued, that the first groups that are going to get really upset and angry are the welfare classes. You'll still get your welfare check. You'll still get your Lone Star card, or in other states they have different names, your digital food stamp card. But the allotment you get will not purchase what it did in the past. And so when these groups start going out rioting and looting because they've got to have the bling in this Madison Avenue society, their rioting is going to be used to take everyone's liberties. And I've said that over and over again in the years leading up to this, and I guess a lot of people haven't listened to me. Because even if it's staged, even if it's socially engineered, still, if a group of marauding looters is coming your way, and you live in England and you don't have a right to defend yourself, you're going to beg for the army to come in and shoot the looters, who are also burning down people's homes and dragging folks out of their cars. And the liberal trendy out there has had their capacity for self-preservation removed from them. They have had their capacity to think rationally removed. I mean, the Brits have allowed themselves to have their firearms taken to the point of yesterday, the best-selling items on Amazon UK were aluminum baseball bats. As people desperately, I mean, you lived in the UK where you can't have a firearm to defend yourself, and you didn't already have a sword. You didn't already have a ball peen hammer. You didn't already have a baseball bat. What's wrong with you? And then now, as we go into the fourth day, David Cameron has held back force. They won't even use water cannons or rubber bullets for 4 days. And now the crime has exploded, the burning has exploded, and there are members of the British Parliament now calling to shoot looters on sight. And I have to say that if you see someone looting your business here in the United States, it is your right to shoot and kill them. And for some that have been domesticated, that is a shocking statement. If you don't have that attitude, you live in a domesticated, prostrate position. And I can't believe so many men have been gelded to the point they don't understand that. If someone is running around in the city, this is confirmed, lighting fires to family dwellings, that is attempted murder. Women and children have had to jump from burning buildings to firefighters who themselves are being attacked by the looters. And some are calling in extreme to call to arm the fire departments. Arm the police, arm the fire departments, arm the citizens. And that's how they first got gun control in England. They said, well, we're not going to let cops have guns. And then, of course, citizens shouldn't be able to. And then, voila, they then arm the police. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is not knee-jerk reaction to call for shooting people that are setting fires to buildings. And people ask me, they say, how can you have an article like knee-jerk calls for army on London streets to shoot looters on sight? Because there isn't prior constraint on my writers. There isn't prior constraint. There's no prior constraint on me. I have people that I know have researched, understand geopolitical situations. But then you get a cultural divide, though, with somebody who's a degreed political scientist like Steve Watson, born and bred in England, who thinks it's shocking to see a member of parliament say, this is into day four, they're burning people's houses down, shoot them. Folks, if the police started shooting people day one, this would have ended overnight. But it shouldn't be the police shooting them. In a free society, you come to my house and try to set fire to it, or I see you throwing Molotov cocktails at my neighbor's house, I am going to kneel down, put the sight on you, and squeeze the trigger. But see, people don't do this type of stuff in Texas. They don't do this type of stuff in Oklahoma. They don't do this type of stuff in Vermont or New Hampshire or Alabama. Because you come and try to burn somebody's house down, you die. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv as we stream the radio show in living color, you could see the footage we're about to play in Vancouver, Canada, of people rioting and burning things when their team lost or when people's teams win. Large areas in major cities of Brazil being burned, or fans in Los Angeles burning things and beating people over the head and dragging folks out of their cars. Is this revolution? Are these people George Washington? Thomas Jefferson, because according to many people, yes, this is revolution. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. No, it's not revolution when San Francisco Giants fans post on Craigslist, beat a Dodger day, encourage murder of a Dodgers fan. That's a quote. And Twitter is saying that they're going to continue to leave the accounts up of people who are calling for violence, burning, and looting on Twitter. Well, of course, Twitter was used to overthrow the old dictator Hosni Mubarak. It was used to then help put in the Muslim Brotherhood and oppress people even more, because that's what the CIA and MI6 wanted. And now Twitter is being used over in England, according to looting and robbing and burning, because the government's going to use it to ram through curfews and martial law rules and to shoot people on site for politically protesting. You see, this is a more drawn-out version of what happened in 1999 when, for 24 hours, the hired, warehoused anarchists were flown in by major foundations. I have it all on video in Police State 2, the takeover. The police on tape admitting they were ordered to stand down and let the looters attack and burn in Seattle so the news could say, why don't they do something? Why don't they stand up against them? So then the looters could pull back, move into a government building right next to the police department under police guard, flown in, and so the police could then attack old ladies who were part of the protest against the World Trade Organization. Now, that's all that's happening here. That's all that's happening here is the police stood down Sunday. They stood down Monday. They stood down Tuesday. And now David Cameron, that carbon tax promoting New World Order slime bag, is saying that we might use water cannons on a 24-hour notice. It's ridiculous. They know who these people are. They could have 3 days ago, off of positive IDs of thousands of these people, arrested them, put them on the news, made an example of them. But instead, they're going to let it get out of control, out of control, out of control, until finally the police start shooting people with real bullets. And then the precedent's going to be set not to shoot somebody trying to burn your house down. Not to shoot somebody trying to burn your house down. No. But shooting someone who goes and protests at the parliament. You know, for several years, you haven't been allowed to protest anywhere around parliament. I went there to peacefully speak on a bullhorn. And even though it was a week before the law went into place, they told me to leave or I'd be arrested. That's in Terror Storm, one of my films. If you tried to go down and burn areas of parliament, you would have been shot Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. But because the hooligans, that's all this is a branch of the soccer hooligans, because they're burning down five-generation clothiers and four-generation watch shops and four-generation furniture shops, because they're dragging people out of their cars at barricades and beating them up, because that's happening, the police are standing down to let this get out of hand so the giant police state the British government has set up, the UK government has set up, can be dropped down like a hammer vice on the public of England. And so I agree with Steve Watson from one angle. If you're just looking at this in a two-dimensional way, knee-jerk calls for army on London streets to shoot looters on sight. Well, that would mean somebody out after dark, wouldn't it? But then it goes on. The member of parliament said, time to get tough, bring in the army, shoot looters and arsonists on sight. Arsonists should be shot on sight. And people attacking fire department people, already risking their lives, battling fires with women jumping out of it, they should be shot. That's attempted murder. Setting fires to people's houses and business is an act that could kill a lot of people. If I ran up to you with a burning torch and said, I'm going to set you on fire, would you have a right to defend yourself? Absolutely. But see, this is the psychological manipulation to where now they're going to hold back, not do what they're supposed to do. Did you tell me we had him? Because I didn't hear you. Okay, good. Thank you. Great. Because I didn't hear anything over the mic. What's going on here is very simple at one level, but also very sophisticated. It's problem, reaction, solution. And you've got generation after generation of people dependent on welfare. You've got globalism. You've got deindustrialization. You've got people living on subsistence level handouts. You've got a middle class scared of the giant swelling underclass. And you've got the social engineers who've all got their mountain retreats outside of England, outside of Europe, outside of the U.S., sitting back and manipulating the whole thing. And I predicted it all with precision. I told you a year ago, 6 months ago, over and over again, find the clips where I said society's going to degenerate, the austerity's going to come in, the welfare hordes are going to riot, an expanded version of a sports riot, the middle class is going to get scared, the globalists are going to stand back, let the riots run their course, and then later, when the public is begging for total tyranny, come in and beg for it. Come in and beg for the end of Magna Carta, the end of the Bill of Rights, the end of the Constitution. And that's what has to be articulated out to everyone. Now, joining us is Steve Watson, who does a great job writing at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I tell you, Steve, it's a good article you wrote, but if people just go with the headline, knee-jerk calls for army on London streets to shoot looters on sight, if the police would have just done their job and apprehended these arsonists and people day one instead of letting them do it, it wouldn't have to later come to that point. But what do you do if somebody comes to your house and tries to set it on fire, Steve?
Well, you do what you can, obviously. But, I mean, this is a big story we've got today. The police were ordered to stand back, which is what we were saying yesterday. We were debating whether, you know, the senior police had issued orders for them to hold back, and indeed there's articles out today that have confirmed that. So, you know, you've got the police standing back while these looters run riot. And then also today we've got videos of, because the police have been ordered to stand back and do nothing, we've got videos of these sort of vigilante groups springing up now, which are a very complex thing, because they're made up not only of people that genuinely do want to protect their community, and they're rightly so, and their families and stuff like that, in the absence of the police doing so. But, you know, these groups are also made up of a different kind of yob mentality, and it's this sort of division between these communities that is what we've been talking about for so long that we've seen coming to fruition now.
Absolutely, as society breaks into gangs. And the article is at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. This is big news when you get this out to everybody. But we also need to point out that the police, many times, if they can't get welfare folks to riot, they'll go out and do it themselves dressed as anarchists. But also my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, details how this was done in the United States. But here it is. Police were ordered to stand down as London burned. Inadequate response led to call for martial law. So I see the angle that it's knee-jerk to call for shooting people, but if you had the citizenry being armed, as is an ancient right of any free man, if someone came to your home to burn it down, which is happening in massive levels, then you would have a right to shoot and kill the person trying to set your house on fire. So we see this unnatural, abhorrent social engineering system working perfectly, where you've got disarmed populations barricaded in their homes with them being set alight and the police standing down until the public begs for absolute iron fist to protect them, not knowing that will set the precedent for the iron fist to be used against them in the future.
Exactly. And we've got the other thing we've got out today is this is in the article I've written, a YouGov poll, which is YouGov is the biggest sort of pollster in this country. This poll was conducted for the tabloid The Sun, which is obviously not the most credible newspaper, but the point is it's YouGov, it's not The Sun that's saying this. And they've done a poll amongst the population of Britain, which confirms that, you know, people are demanding this sort of crackdown, this police state. We've got, in this poll, 90% of the British public want immediate water cannons on the street, shooting people with high velocity water jets. 78% want tear gas, 72% want police to start tasering people indiscriminately. 84% want mounted police on horses. 65% want plastic bullets. 82% want curfews. 77% of the population want the army on the street. And a third, one in three people want the army or the police to start using live ammunition indiscriminately for sort of instant justice against these rioters. So this is what I'm talking about in this article, this kind of knee-jerk reaction to this what essentially is, for most cases, not obviously not in the cases of the buildings that have been burnt and everything, but in most cases, it is just kids burning bins in the street. It's just, that is a complete overreaction to it. And it gives you an idea of how dangerous and close we are to sort of having these things implemented, because we've got MPs and MEPs also calling for the army on the street. So if you've got, you know, a large portion of the population calling for it, and it's then being sort of backed up by MPs on the news, then I think things are getting a little bit dangerously close here.
Well, yeah, it is getting dangerous because people's houses are getting burned down. So in the larger spectrum, we know it's staged. The police stood down. They won't get in trouble. They'll get medals for this. Then the public gets scared. And people like Member of Parliament Roger Helmer comes out and says, quote, time to get tough, bring in the army, shoot looters and arsonists on sight. Then when he got attacked for that, he said, let's try water cannon, plastic rounds first. But if the police lose control completely, tougher measures are called for. Well, let me ask you this question, Steve. Because the police have stood down, obviously so the president can be set for martial law, what are citizens supposed to do as these hooligans come around robbing, stealing, raping, burning? I mean, we had three vigilantes trying to protect their businesses, as they're called, last night, run over and murdered by the looters. So what about the looters' violence? We have this unnatural event of millions of people not allowed to defend themselves, the police standing down with their wicked social engineer masters. And again, I don't know how often you listen, Steve, but I've been harping on this for years. Global collapse, public not allowed to defend themselves, looting running rampant. Then the public finally relinquishes all liberties to the super state to protect them. Giant crackdown on entire population. That's how it works here.
Right, so what you're asking me, what are people supposed to do to stop that?
Absolutely. The only hope would be that vigilantes would go out and face these people down and deal with them and drive them back into the welfare warrens, or it's going to continue. And that's why the British media is demonizing anybody protecting their shop, you know, with a baseball bat, even as they're run over with cars, because they want this to get out of hand. But see, the natural response is happening to any red-blooded man that sees people running around, pulling folks out of cars and burning down businesses and houses. Any red-blooded person wants to go out instinctively and face these people down. It's an ancient instinct that if there's ravaging looters and plunderers coming through the countryside, that men would just get together and go out and face them down. That's the beginning of civilization. And so through globalism, we're seeing the post-industrial, post-civilized world.
Yeah, that's the natural reaction. But then I think it's more complex than that in this case, because you've got the police standing back doing nothing, and then you've got a certain portion of people who do want to do that, who do genuinely want to get out there and protect their property and their families. But you've also got a certain group of people who are just going along the, you know, the sort of gang division mentality, who are just, in many ways, just as bad as these rioters. They just want to get out there and smash some heads.
Yeah, well, that's why people join the military. Absolutely. They want to get out and smash some heads. And as long as they're pointed at the right people, that's the way it goes. As long as those people aren't burning stuff, as long as they're not raping, as long as armies don't descend into animal activity, that's what those instincts are for. And if there's people that want to go out and if that's called gangism, to want to go out with a baseball bat and face down a bunch of other people, and if that's what people find, you know, to be emboldening to their spirit, it's a lot better than sitting inside watching it on the television and letting it happen. And I am a primitive at the end of the day, but I totally understand people who instinctively see cities burning and want to go out and face the people down. And if there's some thugs wanting to join them, well, so be it. It takes a lot of different type of people to make the world go around. But, Steve, very interesting article and a very informative article as well by your brother, Paul Watson, dealing with the fact that the police have now been caught and have admitted they were ordered to be to stand down. Police were ordered to stand down as London burned. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, I'm going to have Paul's article red linked, Steve. But I think also the good news is baseball bats have gone on record level of sales and have sold out basically in England as folks try to defend themselves. So I think that's certainly a good idea. Steve, have you armed yourself with a baseball bat yet?
I haven't got myself a bat yet, no. I've got lots of blunt instruments lying around, though, so I can pick up one of those if need be.
All right. Absolutely. Show them some red coat British steel, Stevie. All right. Steve Watson from PrisonPlanet.com. We disagree a bit on this issue. But
if you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. And you see the fact that the British are absolutely open, fair game for the globalists because they bought into this fake idea of genteel civilization, giving up their swords, giving up their guns, letting a professional police force protect them. They won't protect you. And if you've got guns in New Orleans and you're high and dry with a generator in your $5 million mansion, the military is going to come to your door 6 days later and say, hands up, we're taking your guns and you're never getting them back. Not that our individual military men and women are bad. Not that the average person in the British military or the British police is bad. But the social engineers on top write handbooks on all this. 80 years ago in the U.S., if a hurricane hit and there was devastation, the military would show up. They would be under the command of the governor. The governor would say these teams of local sheriffs are going to lead the military forces on rescue operations, cleanup, and trusted members of the posse to help you. And they'd be going to the high and dry houses saying, sir, will you please get your firearms and come with us? We need your help. That's America. That's freedom. Not this. Not this garbage. Not the U.S. military coming into people's houses and taking their guns. And you better believe as this country implodes into hardcore depression, ladies and gentlemen, 90%, right at 90%, were agrarian and self-sufficient to some degree or entirely in the 1920s, 1930s during the Great Depression, 1929, 1940. 90% were self-sufficient. Where my family on my dad's side comes from at the end of that depression, there wasn't hardly a deer or a possum or a raccoon left in the county. People make fun of folks that eat possums. Let me tell you something. When you don't have any money and there's no food at the store, that's what you eat. The point is that we had 7 million people, according to major universities, starved to death in the 10 years of that Great Depression. 7 million souls starved to death with a country 90% self-sufficient. Now, less, 91%, new numbers just came out. It had been 89 a few years ago. 91% of people now live in the city and are almost completely unself-sufficient. And of the 9% in the country, half or less, so less than 5% of this country is self-sufficient. The globalists have us exactly where they want us. They have us in a high-tech, domesticated world with a bunch of spoiled, rotten welfare people who've been sent through different prisons as they grew up that love their thug gangster culture, wearing their hoodies up over their heads and acting all tough. As the entire society and the resources are cut off artificially by the globalist to bring in a global meltdown so horrible that we'll beg for absolute tyranny to save us from it. Now, I told you over and over and over exactly what's going to happen. I told you where gold was going. I told you they're getting ready for new wars. We're following a globalist handbook. It is a Mayday situation. And the socialists are going to point at all these people and say they're revolutionaries and they're great, and they're going to be used to menace what's left of the middle class to accept massive tax increases and more welfare. So more of the population, as the economy crashes, goes on welfare, so they can get rid of the middle class and only have the ultra rich. And any time people get uppity, they'll just turn a horde of zombie welfare people loose on you. Now, we're going to come right back after this one-minute break. I'm giving the numbers out for Brits to call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.